If you have your Bibles, look with us to the book of 2 Corinthians. And we want to look at chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to look at verses 32 through 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 32 and 33. When you found it, just holler, "I got it." I still hear pages turn to somebody saying, "Hold up." 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32 through 33. And the word of God reads on this order: "And in Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison designed to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hand." And I want to use for a subject this morning, I want to ask you a question. I want you to repeat after me: "Are you?
Are you
a basket case?
A basket case.
Are you a basket case?" How many here have ever reached a point in your life where you felt like you were just about to lose it? Anybody been there? Anybody ever really been there? I know you're not saying that. Some of you about to lose it right now. You got to say that. Now, I look at your face. Some of you about to lose it right now. We've all have had seasons in our lives where we've been pushed to the breaking point. The point where I've tried everything, but it seems like won't anything work. I'm talking about a day when everything goes wrong. When you're almost scared to say, "Lord, what else can go wrong?" Because you know that something else probably will go wrong. Anybody had a day like that? Let me refresh your mind. The car breaks down. The food burns up. The baby gets sick. The fuse blows out. The telephone keeps ringing. The newspaper got wet. The roof at the house started to leak. You look in the mail and a check bounced. Your prescription runs out. You lose your cell phone. I'm going to reach somebody in just a second. Your computer crashes. Your purse gets stolen. Your favorite TV show is interrupted. Your bath water got cold. The baby won't stop crying. Your significant other won't stop whining. It's just been one of those days when you feel like you're just a basket. These are the days when you reach your wit's ends, when your head is pounding and your patience gets very short, and you feel like running outside and say, "If I could just scream, I'd feel a whole lot better." But you can't even find your shoes to go outside to scream. That sometimes those days come. Anybody feel like you ever had one of those days when you feel like you're just a basket case? Today, we use the term basket case to describe a person whose actions are on the border of mental instability. In other words, it's just a thin line between being sane and losing your mind. And people, it seems like, for no apparent reason, that troubles will come in our lives. Now, let's keep it real. Can I keep it real? We've had a day like I described earlier when you're feeling pressure on every hand. A day when you feel like you're down and out and you're ready to have a pity party. But let me tell you, when you get ready to have your pity party, you need to break out and have a praise fest and say, "God, I thank you for all the things that you have done. And even though it may seem like a basket case, my basket is getting ready to carry me somewhere." Y'all gonna get with me in a minute. How many can testify that the God we serve specializes in anything that seems to be impossible? So I just came to tell you that God specializes even in your basket case situation. See, we got to understand a couple of things, that nobody told us that the road would be. In fact, temptation, troubles, heartache, trials, and pain are just around the corner if you're living on Eden Street today, because the word of God says man that's born of a woman is of a few days, and they're full of. So you can get ready, and just because trouble comes in your life, you ain't got to lose it. See, we can't lose hope even though you may be in the midst of fear. Because see, what the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. And when troubles come, it's about to put our head in a basket. But every time, God shows up on time. Somebody say, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And see, when you look at our text this morning, if you'll focus here, this is the gospel writer Paul talking, and he will list all the troubles that he experienced through his life. And see, Paul tells us his story for the benefit of us who are frustrated for one reason or another. Anybody ever been ready to throw in the towel? But you need to take a walk down Paul's life. He will tell you that I was given 39 lashes 5 times by the Jews. Now that in itself is enough to make most of us in here become a basket case. He'll tell you that 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once with stone. Shipwrecked 3 times. And I spent a whole night drifting on the sea. And I almost became a basket case. And the problem is, he faced danger not from the world's folk, but he faced danger from the so-called church folk. Y'all know a thing about church folk? Often he was hungry, thirsty, shivered from the cold, but then he carried this burden around with him daily. Saying that I don't care what comes. I got to realize that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, I didn't tell you everything was good, but it's working out for your good. Tell somebody, he's working right now. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of Christ Jesus in you. And despite whatever it is that you're going through, do you realize that somebody would love to be in your shoes? The story goes on, and it begins here with our text, and Paul finds himself being lowered in a basket through a hole in the city wall, and that's how he was able to escape. Now, don't make any mistake here. Paul was a bona fide basket case. But however, in all of his suffering, he acknowledged that the Lord is my strength. He said that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Anybody here ever had any doubt about what you could do? You might be a basket case this morning, but you realize that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and all of his righteousness. And the same God that delivered Paul back then is able to deliver you right now. He's here. He's ready. Are you ready? And see, when trouble decides to poke its head in our lives, we become frustrated, but we all have a breaking point. But the word of God tells me this: the Lord is my light. I don't care if Alabama Power cuts it off. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You can say, Lord, I'm almost a basket case, but the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Problems come. You can say, and when the wicked shall plot against me, they shall stumble and fall. And sometimes it seems like the whole world is against you. But he says, though the armies encamped against me, I still shall not fear. I know I'm about to lose my mind, but I know who holds tomorrow. Then David said, one thing I desire. Anybody got a desire this morning? I know you're a basket case, but have you got a desire this morning? He said, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty. See, I'm looking for the beauty of God in his presence. There's deliverance. In his presence, there's peace. In his presence, there's joy. And even though I'm a basket case, I can tell you that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. What do I do in my basket case situation? You got to learn to praise God right now. You can't wait until the walls fall down. I got to praise God right in the midst of my circumstance. That's the reason that David, I can't help but praise him. He says, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, right now, somebody's going through something right now. Maybe it's financial, but let me tell you something. If you can't stand my broke praise, when God really comes and delivers, you're going to think I'm showing up a basket case, because I'll praise him like I lost my mind. Can't wait till the battle is over. I got to shout right now. Before you become a basket case, sometimes you have to steal away to your quiet place and say, God, I just need to talk to you. I don't need to be interrupted. I got to cut the cell phone off. I got to cut other things off. And God, it's just me and you now. And finally, a basket case is a person that's on the verge of almost losing control. But also a basket case can be a person that's about to be touched by the strong hand of God. Say, don't let me lose you now. Just because you're a basket case does not mean that your situation is hopeless. See, your trials and problems are nothing but an opportunity for God to say, I'm God. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to show you who I really am. Every now and then, trouble will get in your life and you can't handle some things by yourself. That's a basket case situation. But let me tell you about a basket. Anybody ever been in a basket? I'm glad y'all got it like that. When we look down in Egypt, Pharaoh had given a command that all the little boy babies had to be killed. And a Hebrew mother here is faced with a situation, not knowing what to do, and she was powerless against the Egyptian soldiers. Now I can hear her saying right now, God, I got a son by the name of Moses, and the king is getting ready to kill him, and I'm about to lose my mind. Anybody been about to lose your mind? Because I don't know what to do. Then God heard her situation. He heard her prayer. And I can hear him replying to her, it sounds like you a basket case. And so she took her son, placed him in a basket, and placed the basket upon the Nile River. And God said, don't worry about the currents. Don't worry about the crocodiles. Don't worry about the possibility of turbulence turning the basket over. He said, I've got your baby in my hand. And just when you think about it, there may be mothers here this morning that's worried about your children. But when you've done all that you know how to do, you better put your children in God's hand. And he'll take care of the rest. See, what happens is sometimes you have to be put in situations to open up your eyes to realize where you actually are. Some of you sleep this morning. You think it's all good. But let them tell you that your job shut down this week. Then I'll hear you crying at the altar next week. But see, I got to learn that we're all nothing but basket case. What about the 5,000 people that didn't have food to eat? The disciples were panicking, thinking that they would not be able to feed the crowd. But then a little boy showed up with a little basket that had two fish and five loaves of bread. And y'all know the story. And Jesus took the little basket. Basket case situation. Now I'm about to lose my mind. And he began to bless them. I can hear him right now saying, Father, we thank you for the food that we're about to receive. Now I know there were 5,000 folks that ain't enough food here to eat. But God said, if I bless it, I'll do exceedingly and abundantly above what you could even imagine in your small minds. And right now, after he said the blessing, the fish began to multiply, the bread began to multiply, and suddenly the whole 5,000 are fed, and that wasn't even counting the women and children, but I'm just talking about a basket case. Somebody here today don't know how you're going to feed your family. Things seem dark and drear. But when the Lord steps in, he'll bless your basket. And he'll never miss a meal. And he'll say that my soul looked back and wonder how I got over. Has anybody here been in some situations and you didn't know how you were going to make it? But now I can say my soul looks back and wonders how I made it over. Paul said, I was attacked on every side, beaten, and they placed guards to trap him. But that's when heaven decided to put Paul in a basket case situation. And the Bible said that while his enemies were waiting for him, his friends lowered him down in a basket. And Paul was able to escape. Now, somebody here today has been attacked on every side by your enemies. And you feel like you just can't take no more. You said, Lord, I'm a basket case. But that's when you got to remember Psalms 121. It says, I will lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that all of my help comes from the Lord. And when you begin to pray to God, you got to realize that he specializes in basket case situations. He specializes in mending broken hearts. He specializes in restoring what's been thrown away. He specializes in drying up those tears that your eyes sometimes have to shed. And see, I know that God specializes in all things that seem to be impossible. Have you ever been at a point that you were about to lose your mind? But then I can hear him say that God cares. I'm so glad that he heard my cry. Somebody said, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven began to fill my soul. It bathed my heart with love, and it wrote my name above. And I found out that just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Have you been at a point that you're about to lose your mind? And I say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But then I begin to hear a quiet voice say, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And God told me to tell you that your basket case situation is only temporary. He's about ready to deliver you right now. Anybody ready to walk in your destiny? Is anybody ready to get out the basket? Tell somebody, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to get out the basket. Tell somebody, I'm going to become the head. I'm not going to be the tail. I'm going to be the lender, and I'm not going to be a borrower. I tell you right now, he's going to give me peace. Tell somebody, I want the peace that transcended all understanding. Lord, I thank you for your peace. Lord, I thank you for your joy. And right now, I know it looks pretty bad right now, but you can tell somebody, his name is Jesus, Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Anybody here been sick? Seem like you're in a basket. I came to tell you, his name is Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. Right now, his name is Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. Anybody here, it'll keep you in perfect peace. Lord, I thank you for putting me in a basket case situation, because I discovered who can deliver me and get me out the basket. Anybody here, are you ready to get out the basket? Let me hear you say, yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah. Yeah, I'm about ready to get out the basket right now. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. And somebody said, weeping might endure for a night, but joy, unspeakable joy, it come in the morning. It's almost morning time. It's almost morning time. I can see the sun peeking through the cloud. It lets me know that the storm is almost done. I feel all right right now. I feel my help coming. I know that the Lord will. I know that the Lord will. He'll make a way. He'll open doors that's been closed in my face. I thank God for being a door opener. I thank God for being a deliverer. I thank God for being my help. And then sometime when I get in my basket, I just call on the rock. I say, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee, because the Lord is, he's my rock. He's my rock. He's my rock and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I know you think I lost my mind, but I tell you, God is my help, my source, my provider. He's my everything. I'm getting ready now to walk in my destiny. I'm getting ready now to walk like God wanted me to walk. He said, above all things, I would that you prosper and be in health. And right now, I'm talking to somebody in here. You need to get out the basket. You got to pray your way out the basket. Somebody said, how do I get out of my basket? I began to lift my hand and say, Father, I adore you. Hi, Father, hallelujah. God, I shabak you. God, I lift my hands. God, I lift my voice. I got everything. I'm just going to lift your name. I feel myself coming on up out the basket now. I feel my strength coming. And I say, Lord, I thank you for my ups. Lord, I thank you for my downs, because I realized that I was a basket case. All hope was gone, but he reached way down. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. I'm so thankful that he got me up out the basket. Somebody said, how did you get up out the basket, Rigby? I can tell you what can wash away my sin. It was nothing but the blood of Jesus. He took my basket case situation. He dipped me down in his red blood, and I came out white as snow. I'm not all that I ought to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I thank God for saving my soul. I thank God for making me whole. I thank God for getting me out of my basket case situation. And I tell you, just a few more days, just a few more days, hey, a few more riding and setting another song. Trials gonna be over. Trouble gonna be gone. No more basket case situation. Somebody say, some glad morning. When this life is over, I'm gonna fly away to be at rest. And somebody said, when I see Jesus, the man that died for me, the one that hung out on Calvary's rugged cross, they tell me that he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. And after a while, he dropped his head. They took him and buried him in an old dusty grave. All night the first night, basket case situation. All night the second night, it was a basket case situation. But somebody said, early, 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 on the third day morning, tell somebody, he got up, he got up, he got up, he got up. And right now, I can feel him getting up in my spirit right now. And see, when I get to heaven, gonna put on my long white robe. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna put on my starry crown. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna put on my golden slippers, cause I won't be a basket case no more. And then I wanna go by the tree. Tell somebody, I wanna go by the tree. That's good for the healing of the nation. I want to touch that tree. I'll say, no more diabetes, no more high blood pressure, no more cancer, no more gout, no more sickness. Troubles are over. And then when I get there, when I see Jesus, I'm just going to praise him and say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for bringing me over. Anybody here, are you glad? Are you glad to get out your basket situation? I'm glad. Yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God will. God will. He'll get you out of your basket case situation. I know it's dark, but you got to flip the switch, because Jesus is the light that shines within us. And right now, in order to get out your basket, something's got to happen. I said, what do you got to do, Pastor? You know what? My status is changing. Your status has got to change. Now, if you want to keep things like they are, keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not happy with how things are in your life, and you want a better walk with Jesus, guess what you got to do? You got to throw that old junk away. You got to throw that mentality away. Don't let anything or anybody stop you from being who you ought to be in Christ Jesus. Right now, the invitation is given. Is there one right now that wants to come and say, God, I'm a basket case, but I know only you can change the situation. Let's all stand.